Mark Story. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Jack.
How are you, sir?
I am outstanding.
Good. You have a really nice piece in the paper this morning we'll refer to in just a moment. But before that, let's talk about Patino and Louisville having to vacate their 2013 NCAA title.
Yeah, I just I'm sure there are people listening who are not super sad about that, but
yeah.
I think it's kind of a bad look for our state. I mean, that's a major institution in our state making the kind of history you don't want to make,
mm-hmm.
and it's just it doesn't reflect very well, I don't think, on us. And not that any of us involved were, you know, involved
right.
in anything that did anything, but. I have been thinking a lot about Rick Pitino and just kind of the arc of his career in our state. I mean, I think historically, you know, other than Adolph Rupp, you know, he's probably the most significant basketball figure, you know, in our state's
yep.
history.
You're right.
You look at the guy who, came to Kentucky when the program was, you know, sort of in the ashes after a big cheating scandal and, you know, helped, you know, Duke just did a miraculous resurrection and, you know, took Kentucky his last 6 years here. Kentucky played in the Elite Eight five times, the Final Four three times, and won the 1996 NCAA championship. And then, to the chagrin of many, he came back to the state and, you know, had a long run at Louisville. And, you know, until they vacated this week, he went to three Final Fours at Louisville and, you know, won a national championship there. And, you know, the fact that he came to our state to sort of help clean up after a big scandal and then winds up leaving our state, you know, in the midst of arguably an even greater scandal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's almost a Shakespearean tragedy.
It really is. Brad?
And then beyond that, there's this whole, there's still a cloud over the University of Louisville, as, you know, listed as University 6 in this FBI probe that's ongoing, you know, into college basketball. There's a story out with from Pat Forty today on Yahoo Sports that you may have seen that has some familiar names listed in it as a possible impermissible benefits or meetings with agents and so forth. Have you seen that this morning?
I have not.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's out there. They've got some screen captures of some documents that purport to show, you know, monies that were
impropriety.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
So, well, it's obviously all of that is still ongoing. I mean, that's a very fluid.
You have a
yes. There's you know, the unnamed sources have been teasing this the last couple of weeks with just, you know, like half the 16 teams that were in the early NCAA tournament seeding, you know, could wind up, you know, on probation, and the Hall of Fame coaches, and I think the phrase yesterday in one of the Yahoo stories was, if you've had a first-round draft pick in the last 3 years, you know, come through your college program, you should probably be worried. So, I mean, they've really been building this up in terms of the FBI investigation like that. There's a lot of, you know, sort of earth-shattering, you know, potentially damaging information. You know, it's still not clear to me 100% what mechanism necessarily releases this.
That's...
I mean, I guess it could come out in terms of discovery, you know, once these coaches and other people who've been charged by the FBI in the college basketball corruption scandal, once they go to trial. But, you know, I also wonder if the FBI has just decided that, you know, the college basketball recruiting, you know, situation is such a mess that, you know, maybe they're just going to try to embarrass people into, you know, straightening up. I don't know.
You also have an interesting article in this morning's Lexington Herald Leader about a young man that's playing down at Western Hollingsworth. Tell us about him.
Latavion Hollingsworth was, you know, obviously a huge high school basketball star here in Lexington, you know, led Paul Lawrence Dunbar to the 2016 Sweet 16 Championship and was the state tournament MVP, came back last year and won Mr. Basketball and was is the all-time leading scorer in the history of boys basketball in Fayette County. And for whatever reason, you know, one of the theories is he didn't play in the summer AAU circuit at as high a level as perhaps he might have. He was not as heavily recruited as I think he probably deserved to be based on both what he did in high school and what he's done so far at Western. But it's kind of interesting, like many kids, you know, here in Lexington, you know, his dream was to play at UK. And I think UK did like him. In fact, they recruited him to some degree, but when it came time to, you know, sort of make a decision, Tavion wanted to sign in the early signing period, and UK asked him to wait. And basically, according to Tavion, they told him that if he would wait and sign in the spring, there would be a scholarship, but they didn't want to sign him early because they had other people they needed to sign first, was Tavion's version. And now, Tavion thought long and hard about that and just felt like he would be better off going to a school where he felt like he was more of a priority. And he's just had a tremendous freshman year at Western. He's done some really cool things down there. And he's also a good kid. So it's good to see a kid from Lexington doing well.
Well, you can read all about it in the Lexington Herald Leader online at Kentucky.com. And how else can we follow you, Mark?
I'm on Twitter at Mark C. Story. That's at Mark C. Story.
Have a great weekend, Mark.
You too, guys. Thanks.